Contrary to popular belief, fuck what you heard. Black folks ain't always late.
There ain't no such thing as CP time. See, people got it all wrong. Black folks ain't always late. We just got a bad habit of getting to places when we feel like it. Look at my face. No worries, no watching. I'm sure as hell not in a hurry. If you look closely, you're witnessing a black man in a rush. Because you owe us. You didn't give us our 40 acres and our mules, so we are going to take our time. Take your time, his time, her time, daylight savings time, every day, all day. You get an hour. You get an hour. You get an hour and a half, and guess what? You don't even got to take your black ass in. Because we taking our time back. And you wonder why they say black don't crack. It's because we ain't got around to that shit yet. Black folks ain't always late. We preserved, well-preserved, old smucker face-ass niggas. Black folks ain't always late. We just crafty and creative with our shit. Whenever we get a new job, step into a new environment, fuck a fire drill. Fuck a tornado drill. You ain't gonna find me in no fetal position in no stairwell. When black folks get a new job, we do a late drill just to see how many ways we can walk up in this bitch tardy and unnoticed. Scale 20 stories, drop down an air conditioning duct, drop down an air conditioning vent into an unsuspecting waiting room where we get all invisible superhero. You ought to see the way that nigga slid down that wall. That nigga blended into that wall so much they called him wallpaper because he's on a roll. You ought to see the way he rolled into that cubicle, rolled into that rolling chair in front of that keyboard. Should have been here 45 minutes ago, but unbeknownst to anyone, he just landed safely. And lately, he's like, good morning, rise and shine. Hey, Todd. Hey, Sharon. How's your mom? Sorry to hear that, but I got work to do. Been working all morning, and you know I got to get off at 5, because no matter what time we get there, we going to get off on time. Don't believe me? Just watch. Black folks ain't always late. We entitled. What time does it start? When I get my black ass there. All y'all other niggas are early. Black folks ain't always late. You heard me? We revolutionized time. Little known black history facts. Pauline Jackson, founder of PTO, personal time off. Lionel Clark, founder of The Weeknd. Yes, Chelsea Hodge, founder of the 5-day work week. Black folks ain't always late. We work-life balance. We might not work, but we'll get your life balanced. Thanks to the likes of Severance Jackson, who clowned so bad when HR brought her in to discuss her timeliness and absences, they had to let her go. But Severance said, oh, not without a fight, bitch. And she did. And because of her, we now have the severance package. Yes, yes. Oh, you gonna pay me for my time. And while we rewind, let me mention another revolutionary time changer. Her name is Maudine Hodge. She worked hard in a factory for over 200 years, 30 hours a day. One day she said, my feet ache, my head hurt, my stomach grumbling. She called everybody into earshot and she said, you know what? We need to do something. We ain't got no time for ourselves on this job. You know what? We need a lunch break. We need a lunch break. She marched up them steps to upper management, and the rest is history. Black history. Thank you, Maudine. Because of her, we got the 30-minute lunch break.
But not to be outdone, because you know she wasn't going to get that shine for too long, along comes Charles Flowers,
who worked at the same factory for over 300 years, 30-hour shifts a day, and still, with that 30-minute lunch, he found his feet were still aching, his head was hurting, his stomach was grumbling. He called everybody into earshot, said, we got to do something. Maudine, Maudine. What you did is great, but what's 30 minutes when you're working a 30-hour shift? We need 1 hour in this bitch. We need 1 hour in this bitch. Everybody joined in, and they marched, got picket signs. One more hour in this bitch. One more hour in this bitch. And you know what? They got it. Wouldn't you know that? And because of them, to this day, many of black folks still take an additional 30 minutes to an hour on their lunch break. Black folks ain't always late. It's just a misunderstanding. And this little known Black history fact was brought to you by Ford. We're driven by you. Black folks ain't always late. We're probably just driving one of those motherfuckers. And we'll get there just as soon as we get off that side of the road. So the next time one of these motherfuckers say something about CP time, you remind them that Black folks ain't always late. We just taking our time. Thank you.